Hi, welcome to Every Sick Sec, a sex and relationship podcast from those least qualified to talk about it. I'm a co-host, Rhodes Conover.
I'm a co-host, Marina Conover. I just realized I don't need these headphones. What am I even doing?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I saw you put them on.
They're just natural.
We're in the same room again.
Different room. Well, a different room.
A different room than last time.
There's more space between both of us.
Yes.
But we do still, we can easily look at each other now, and it's still weird.
Yeah. I'm not used to this.
We're at my parents' new house, and it's lovely.
It's very nice.
We're here because we would have done it at my house, but my house is a garbage pile.
As usual.
Yeah, but not my fault. It's just...
Yeah, not your fault. Just, like, that's the default status of
that
apartment.
It's like a bad... Just a bad apartment.
It's really terrible. They're really mean.
But it's Pride Month!
Yeah, it's Pride Month! Let us all agree now to not be prideful about Marina's apartment complex. But
probably not.
There are plenty of things to be prideful about this month, so I think we should talk about that.
Yes!
Yeah. We hope you guys, just before you jump into all this, I just want to say thanks to good friend Joseph for being on the show last week.
Your famously bepubed friend. That's how we know who he is. Not just any Joseph.
Sorry.
It's Rhodes' famously bepubed
friend. My famously bepubed friend Joseph for being on the show. I think we all really enjoyed it. It was a good time.
I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
I had a really good time.
So I think that is the solid three listeners probably did like it.
Yeah, all three of us. Yeah.
All three of us.
Yeah, no, I think it worked pretty well. I liked the balance, the cadence, I guess, of the conversation with a third voice, especially his voice.
Should we talk about this off the air? Like, if we want to...
No, I'm just trying to, like, do some business on the front end of the show, and then we'll talk. Now we'll talk about pride. I was prideful about this show, and I was being prideful about it, and you had to step on me like, want to talk about this off the air? I'm excited about it.
I thought it sounded like you were excited about maybe changing the lineup of the hosts of the show.
No, that's not what I was saying.
Okay, but I'm just like, you know, like, do you want to not do that now, or do you want to...
No, I was just excited about how good the show went last week.
It did. I really enjoyed it. But it did mean, because it was sort of like a special episode that we were excited to do with a guest, that we didn't mention the fact that, oh, it was Pride. Was it Pride then?
No.
No. Well, wait. There you go. That's why I didn't mention it.
It was when the episode released, but I don't believe it was when we were recording, so we didn't even
think
of it.
And we're not that smart.
We're very dumb.
Really dumb. Sex. We didn't realize, but...
It is now Pride.
Yes. Super Duper definitely is Pride, and I would love to, like, get on that, because... It's like, okay, let me be frank. It's like, I started this month getting into kind of like a bunch of discourse with people, and it really was a bummer. And I was just like bummed about, like, just because the concept of going through and like having like difficult conversations with people, it's like, ugh, draining, even if that's not what you're thinking about all the time. And the cool thing about Pride Month is that it's a good time to not be thinking about the discourse, and you don't need to be like thinking about, you know, some of the worst parts of, like, the world. It's time to think about, like, the good parts. We're Pride, and we're celebrating the parts of ourselves that we're the most happy with and that we're, like, so
absolutely
accepting of and happy about. So
yeah,
really
I'm
wanted to do, like,
fist
a happy episode.
Yeah. We're prideful about the way we are, and we think we should celebrate that a little bit.
Yes. The trouble with doing a happy episode is that usually we're kind of complainers.
We're kind of sad people. I think today and yesterday, even just in our daily lives not relating to the topic of this podcast, were also not the best. So I think that brings us down. But I think we will struggle to find a way to make this as enjoyable and prideful and happy as possible.
The situation is, and like the listeners can help me out here. I mean, if you know, one thing you can do to help us out is like review on iTunes, and like you can put this information in a review because we never check the email. Let me just, have you checked it?
No. Want me to?
I've thought about, like, seven things to say as I was starting this, but actually maybe we should, eversixsec@gmail.com, just check that really quick. Is it from Twitter? Oh my god, no, we got a real email, but, okay. But we'll get there. Anyway, that doesn't seem super important. It does seem like Twitter is letting us know about some Jimmy Fallon tweets, and, some Barack Obama tweets. That's important. I got so distracted. Oh my god, we're so bad at podcast. Listen, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Okay, so the truth fact about the real situation that happened the past couple of days is, like, and you can let us know, like, you can send us an email at everysixsec@gmail.com, but we never check it, but you could We super will check it, but anyway.
Maybe.
But you could put it in a review. Like, if that was your way of getting the answer and the information to us, would just be to, like, put a review on iTunes to say, like, does it seem like a freezer is working if everything in the freezer is liquid and not frozen?
Yeah, and more than just working, I think we want to define what that means. Functioning as intended.
As a freezer would be intended to freeze.
As expected. Do we believe that qualifies?
My apartment complex seems to think that it is functioning just fine, even though everything that was ice is now just water.
No, but, like, give them credit, Marina. I mean, no, I tried. I got nothing. There's no way to justify their behavior.
But, like, that, well, Rhodes and I think that's not right. But if you think it is right, write us a 5-star review on iTunes and say it is right. And we'll know what you're talking about. We know what you're talking about.
Just say it is right. Nothing else. Just say it is right. 5 stars. Yeah. And we'll know. That's the code.
It's the only good review you can leave us. So that's the situation, not to mention discourse and stuff. Just, like, you know, life, man. And it's hot. Yeah. It's like 103 degrees outside.
It's very hot.
I don't know why we decided to have... See, honestly, though, when we were thinking about this episode and we were talking about doing something for Pride, and then I was, like, listening to some song at work today, and it felt like Christmas and, like, celebrations and stuff to me. And then I was like, yeah, Pride. And I was, like, so excited about it. And then it continued to get hotter, and that song wasn't playing anymore. And I wasn't as excited anymore.
Yeah, but hopefully, that can happen.
What would be your recommendation, Rhodes, for some good Pride songs to keep you pumped and excited and happy about who you are this month?
Something that makes me proud of who I am?
I mean, just, like, a song that's a good song that you like and you enjoy. I mean, like... I'm very liberal with how I do songs. I'm like, this song makes me happy. That means it's about queer stuff because I'm queer and and it's good and I like it.
No, I get you. Well, I think you'll appreciate this song I'm going to think of. It's been in my head a lot recently, thanks to you.
Is it a song about how I'm pooping?
No, it's not. Oh, surprisingly. No.
You'll hear it when we move it together.
Oh, I'm aware of the song. It's just not the song stuck in my head. I'm sure it will be. But the song that's been in my head, because it actually reminded me a lot of my time at school, which is kind of depressing, but it's from Hamilton. It's that song that he does at the beginning, My Shot.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a face.
Because I'm trying not to say all the lyrics right now. I'm trying to not perform it.
Gotcha, I understand.
They're like, well, you know that one song from the beginning? And I'm like...
1776.
Yeah,
that's not the right song, but
no, it's not.
That song gets me really excited. About
how does a bastard orphan? Not that one. My microphone just dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence and impoverished and squalor, corrupt to be a hero and a scholar. Did you know that I Oh, my microphone's such a mess right now. Did you know that I gave that entire lyric to Catherine to her sister for Telephone Pictionary?
How long?
How does a bastard orphan son of a whore and a Scotsman dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence, impoverished, and squalor grow up to be a hero and a scholar?
What did she do?
She drew a really detailed picture. It was amazing. But she could have just drawn Alexander Hamilton. It was
fun. Or it triggered some, like, deep, dark depression for her. Like, man, I can't get anything
right. Well, the best part about it was that we knew that, like, the way that the game works, that I was supposed to pass... If you guys don't know what Telephone Pictionary is, you should play that because it's amazing.
It's very good.
We knew that I was going to pass her one next, and I was like, I should just start writing all the lyrics to Hamilton on this. And she was like, ha ha ha, you should. And then I did. And she didn't even realize that's what it was. She thought I just came up with that whole clock.
Because you're, I guess, a genius that rhymes, yeah.
I'm
spot.
I'm a very smart person. Wait, but you don't like the musical, you said, and you don't like the song, and why are you thinking about it a lot?
No, I think it is bad as a musical, at least, but I know, okay, that's a really bad description of my viewpoint. I acknowledge that it's probably really good, but I won't get that until I see it, because that's how my brain works.
Or just listen to it with an open mind, but okay.
Okay, sure. But that song got stuck in my head recently because you played it once and, like, you should listen to it. And so I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. And then it got stuck in my head. And so I was like, I want to get it out of my head. So I played it again. And then I was like, oh, these lyrics are, like, exactly the way I felt when I was leading a revolution at my school. And
yeah, man.
Also, I enjoy rapping quickly if I can. I know I'm white and I can't actually do it, but it feels fun to pretend I can.
Oh, man. You should listen to some of the other songs on that soundtrack.
Yeah, it might happen. I have Apple Music now.
Yeah, dog.
Apple Music. Get get connected to 45 million songs in a database, and it might fuck up your music library.
It's not very good.
When?
Also, they didn't sponsor us.
What?
They didn't sponsor us. Don't tell them to do the thing.
Oh, they did? They did sponsor us?
No.
Oh, fuck. I just gave them free advertising.
Yeah.
Fuck, we can't edit this out. Oh, no, it's not 2018. Fuck! Okay, but yeah, no, I enjoy that song, and I think because it reminds me of the moment in college when I was like, you know, standing up for myself and for what I thought was true. It's not necessarily related to, you know, my asexuality, but it definitely is a song that I associate with, like, pride in myself and being an individual, and I think that's definitely relevant to people, so.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have one more on topic.
I got so confused. I wasn't listening to anything you said.
Oh, great. I was giving a heartfelt speech, and you were just like,
lyrics. I'm in the cabinet. I am complicit in watching him grabbing at power and kiss it. If Washington isn't going to listen to disciplined dissidents, this is the difference. This kid is out. Oh, some immigrant isn't somebody we chose. Oh, like that was what was playing in my head. Like you were talking about like, oh, it has something to do with my sexuality. And I was like, I'm happy you're happy about it. But like, let's show these immigrants who are up against. I'm not even doing it good. Let's show these Federalists who they're up against. I haven't listened to that in long enough, man.
Oh, wait, sorry. You were talking? I wasn't listening.
Southern motherfucking Republicans! I can't do it. Here's the other thing about me tonight, guys. My fridge was broken.
Yes.
And I had an open box of wine in the fridge. So I thought, that'll go bad.
That's how wine works.
But I don't want to bring the whole box because it wasn't full. And so I was like, let me just take this now bag of wine. But to my parents' house, I don't want them to see that I brought a bag of wine here. Let's make sure I just drink it all in one night.
Before
it's not a
fun
night unless you're drinking a whole bag of wine.
Absolutely.
So I am on my third glass. I'm going to do essentially a bottle of wine tonight. Sorry, Tipsy Podcast. I love Pride.
Yeah. So that's a song I think of that I'm excited about and prideful about. What about you? What song do you have that you associate with that?
There's actually, I mean, I think that I get, the way I do music is I kind of just get into places where like I get into bands or get into certain music or whatever. And that's also a time in my life when I might be thinking a lot about a show or something I'm writing or just something that I'm thinking about a lot. And so I'll just kind of put those things together as like, this has to do with queer stuff because right now I'm thinking about queer culture. So like this song is queer culture because I'm thinking about it and I heard the song now. So I've recently been doing Panic at the Disco, which has been super fun and great. And so there's songs there that I'm like, oh yeah, this is queer culture, this song or whatever. I mean, kind of a couple, this is gospel, like, for sure. I'm like, yeah, this one. But that's kind of sad. There's, like Saturday Night, the one that's, like, recently released, or Hallelujah from Death of a Bachelor. I'm just, like, they seem like songs that are sort of, like, embracing the concept of, like, sort of, like, they're dealing with, like, religious terminology, but sort of repurposed in a way that it's more personal and it has to do with, like, celebrating not necessarily a religion specifically, but just like, you know, the fact that you're here and you're alive and like you're living a good life and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been pretty into those. I think the one I was listening to today was something else, but honestly, I did say it was my third glass of wine, right?
You did mention it three times now. Yes, three times.
All right.
So yeah, that's cool. That's a cool. I also enjoy Panic at the Disco. I haven't listened to the lyrics enough to really engage in a dialogue, unfortunately.
I mean, I do think that like most things, though, like most art, what you bring to it is partially what you're going to get from it. So I can get certain things from it you're never going to get from it.
Sure, absolutely.
But you might. I mean, it's possible because like it's there and I could maybe explain it to you and you could get it. But also, like, it just has a lot to do with, like, how I'm listening to it and interpreting it and feeling
absolutely.
On it. So, like, yeah. So I don't think that My Shot is a bad example either because it's just something that somehow you've sort of connected together. And that's, like, totally how you engage with that art. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, obviously, like, Troye Sivan, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. But, like, that boy's got some great tunes.
What was the name?
It's Troye Sivan. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Again,
I don't have any idea who we're talking about.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
Probably don't, but he's great.
Oh, or have you been, like, what's the context you're bringing him up? You've listened to him recently?
He's a musician. He's a gay musician.
Gotcha. Okay. That was the segue.
Coming out soon.
Very cool. Very cool.
I got into him recently. He's very good.
Very cool.
He also, there's a song that he did. I don't know if it was for Love, Simon, or if it just is also on the Love, Simon soundtrack or what, but he's got a song on there. It's a really good song. And Love, Simon is also very great.
It is really great. Really enjoyable.
Woohoo! For that movie. One of the things, like, I'm so happy that, like, the reason, like, I wanted to, I feel like we were talking about this episode back and forth a lot because I was like, it's Pride. We have to do something, like, good for it. And then I drank a bunch of wine, so I don't know if I really followed through on that, but.
Well, be prideful of your wine drinking. Don't put it down. Woo-hoo! Come on.
Being an alcoholic. Woo! Hey. That's not true. You shouldn't be. That can be a disease, but I'm making fun of it. I shouldn't. Listen, the point is that we were talking about it when we were trying to decide what maybe this episode should be about, which we sometimes talk about. I know that's a shock because
it's crazy that never we do that. It's such a mess every time. The idea that we actually thought about it in advance is a bit wild.
Yeah, but we tried to think about this one, and I was talking about, we were batting about different ideas, and I was like, the thing that I want to talk about that, like, makes me just so happy to be part of, like, this community is, like, the fact that out of all the community, like, it really seems like it's explicitly about accepting people, like, accepting yourself and accepting other people and, like, being inclusive and understanding, and, like, the whole community is built around the idea of, like, people are not always, you can't just look at someone and judge them on the face and know who they are. There's, like, depths to everybody, and, you know, that's something to be happy about and to enjoy and to, like, you can learn more about it, and that's exciting. And just, like, it really is like a celebratory sort of group. It seems like it's just really revels in the fact that, like, we've got these differences, but we're all, like, what brings us together is not the fact that we equally are different than straight people, but that is that we're equally, like, interested in accepting and celebrating who we are.
Absolutely. That's definitely true. I think that I think a defining characteristic of the LGBT movement is definitely of it's a movement that isn't defined about, it's not defined by everyone needs to accept gay people. It's this mindset of everyone should just accept everyone. That's really beautiful and really great. And I don't think the movement gets enough credit for that, because the heart of the movement is really truly focused on just loving people. And it doesn't have to be a certain type of love. It's just accept and love people. And that's such an honorable and
it's such a broad swath of people.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. Really, really awesome. And I don't think it gets enough credit for that. I think a lot of people miss the point a little bit. And that's too bad. But I think that it's something to be prideful about. And I'm really happy to be part of that community. So it's awesome.
Yeah, me too. It's really, and Pride is definitely the time to remember, like, that's what it's all about. I wish we could go to a Pride. Like, the closest Pride to us is sort of more like a concert. It looked like you had to pay, like, to get into it. And I was like, that's such a bummer. Like, I would love to go to... This is certainly the year that I feel most comfortable in, like, what my sexuality is, and feel comfortable saying, like, that I can be a part of this community and, like... And that I think I would enjoy maybe going to something like that. It's kind of a bummer that it's, like... I can't seem to find anything nearby us that's, like, just... for people to come to. But
I mean, we do live in Lawrence and Topeka, Kansas, so
Lawrence,
that's not
is
really
like
shocking.
Cool place, man.
But there aren't enough people there to justify a full-on event.
They have events all the time,
like, big enough.
Do you think
to...
that small towns never have events? I feel like small towns probably have even more events.
Like, what event? I can't think of a single event that happened in Naples other than, like, the 4th of July parade.
I mean, there's the Christmas parade. Naples kind of sucks, that's true.
Like, so that's keep in mind, that's, like, my understanding of the world.
I mean, Lawrence has all kinds of stuff all the time.
Like, what? It doesn't matter.
Like,
right,
busker festivals and farmers markets.
Oscar festivals?
Busker. Like, street performance festivals.
Oh, cool.
And
very cool.
Like, they have a thing, I think it's every month, where all the stores, like, pull their stuff out of the store and, like, put it down on the street, and so you can walk up to another street corner.
And
it's sort of like a farmers market, but it's also just, like... The video game store puts video games out there. Like, things are a little cheaper, and, like, you just... It's all on the street, and it's kind of cool.
I'm gonna steal it.
I mean, you could steal it equally from the store, I feel like.
But it's more fun to steal it from the street. I feel like Aladdin.
But you get your hand cut off.
That's... Yeah. That's
not as
appeal.
Much fun.
That's the main appeal to me, frankly.
What?
That's the main appeal, frankly.
You don't like your hands?
No, it's not that I don't like them, but I prefer the experience of having them cut off.
You can do that yourself.
But you like, can you? It doesn't seem like you can't bite off your own tongue, even though your jaw definitely has the strength to do it.
I mean, you could, though.
I don't think that you could.
I mean, you can. You can, like, unhinge your brain and do it sometimes. I mean, people can chew off their own legs to get out of, like, bear traps and stuff.
But not just because, like, it sounds fun, because it's, like, life or death. It's when that life or death thing kicks in.
Yeah, well, it's... Yeah, that's when your brain tells you, like, it's not fun, you're an idiot. And you should maybe listen to your brain. If your brain is like, actually, this won't be fun, dipshit, like, maybe you should listen. And don't do it.
No, I don't think so. I think I know better than my brain. So yeah. Pride. We should get back. This is a very odd tangent to be on.
This is like a very loosey-goosey episode.
Yeah, because of alcohols.
I don't think it's just that. You're not pulling your weight, boy.
But, yeah.
You're not even leaning into your microphone.
I'm pretty close to it.
You're not. You're like a foot away.
No, it's not a foot. That's like 3 inches, 4 inches.
No, I'm like kissing this baby. You've leaned in since I yelled at you for it.
Nope, this is where I've been. And nope. I've been watching the thing, the line on the screen to tell me
So professional.
This is a great
Cheers
episode.
Cheers to that.
So, so when you're listening to the episode, if your thought before this moment was like, man, Rose's audio quality is shit, then go on iTunes right now and leave a review that says Marina was right. However, if you're like, man, Rhodes' audio quality is great and has been from the get-go, go on iTunes, give us a 5-star review and say Rhodes is right.
Or you could DM us on Twitter.
Have
you still haven't had any more than 2 tweets on there.
We got the 2?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What were they? I forgot.
I post calling you out on Twitter for like being bad at edit, but I forgot to post it to Tumblr. So it's like the first one you're just like, this is a tweet, and the second one like, and you, but you used like a plural form of tweet, like that there were going to be more, and I commented on it on a later podcast. This isn't funny, this is just me relaying you information. The second one is just like, now we have 2.
Oh, I don't remember any of this. Maybe I was drunk last time.
Yeah,
that's probably what it was.
Cheers. Dink.
Chink.
Oh my god, so I had my nieces over this weekend before my fridge broke, and one of the things the baby Charlotte, she just turned 1 recently, was doing was she found like a little plastic cup to play with, and it didn't have anything in it, but she kept like lifting it up, tilting it back and her head back like she was drinking from it, and then she'd put it down and go, it was so adorable. Like, she was playing drinking complete with, apparently when you're done drinking you make the sound like you just had a delicious Sprite or whatever.
Yep.
And so she kept like doing that and then going, and I was laughing, so she was like, oh, I'm doing something funny, and then just kept doing it and then like looking over at me and being like, did you get the joke? And I was like, yeah, I did, you're so funny, oh my god.
And then she kept doing it forever and ever and ever, and it was really annoying after 20 times.
No, it was super cute.
I don't know,
she's 1, it was so cute.
That does,
everything she
cute.
Does is so cute. She's got like 3 teeth and like she grins all the time, and when That's you blow true. Bubbles at her, she like squints like she thinks they're gonna like hit her in the face, and it's so cute.
That's true. Actually, speaking of which, she has 3 teeth. When do kids start having big teeth?
When they get older.
How much older?
Like older than they are now.
Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah. But how much?
I think like maybe 9. Somewhere between like 8 and like 12, you start getting grown-up teeth.
Okay.
But I'm making that up. The internet could probably tell you, but I don't know.
Okay, I'll Google it. I'm very interested all of a sudden.
No, no, we're talking about pride.
I'm prideful about my teeth.
Oh my god. You've got super, super, super queer teeth.
Do I?
I mean, apparently. One of the things that I, like, kind of love about, like, I mean, it's not something that I can only do because I'm ace, but I feel cool with it, I guess. It's like, you know that emoji? Okay, what emoji do you like to use the most, Rhodes? I'm sure you're a huge emoji user. Oh, I caught you on a yawn.
Yeah, you caught me in the middle of a yawn, but also, I'm going to look through my phone real quick. I don't use them with Owen because he's stood up against them.
That's fine. But like, what one do you like the most? What one do you use often?
Let me look at my recents. I use the normal smiley, like the not aggressive smiley, like the slightly smiling guy. Because often I like to convey happiness without being like, I'm happy. You know, it's the worst. I often do like the straight line face just to be like, really? This is what mm-hmm. we're doing? And I often use the slightly frowny face to be like, that's not great.
They should do emojis that do come with sound.
I mean, that's the new thing.
Really?
And emojis.
What?
And emojis.
Hand emojis?
And emojis, like animal emojis.
They animate?
Yeah, they're animated. They're based off.
So not like animal.
They are an animal, and they're animated.
And they make noise.
Yeah, well, you make the noise.
Oh, well.
The thing scans your face, and you just talk at it, and then it makes your head look like an animal.
Horrifying.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, but they're getting really good at it.
All right, well, I want you to make the sound that this emoji would make, you think.
Me. Okay.
I just sent you one.
Okay. Ding! So this is the sound of this emoji I'm looking at?
Is a ding?
No, so I'm supposed to do the sound of this emoji?
Yeah.
Okay. Ding!
Okay. So that's the one with stars in its eyes. The ones that have star eyes.
And he's smiling. Important to note, he's not dying.
Well, there's not another one that has stars and is dying.
I feel like there's gotta be one somewhere.
No.
Well, that's a bummer.
All right, so that's what you think that's, like, if you were trying to express that emotion in real life, you would just say, like, ding, like, that would be the noise you would make?
Oh, maybe not. Maybe I'd probably be more like, fuck yeah!
Okay, that's so much more aggressive than I was thinking. I was thinking something, like, if I saw that one, my sound would be like, like, I just saw the best thing. Not you, like, Daisy.
I feel like that would be this one, the one with the heart for eyes.
Yeah, that's the same one, but like more like,
What?
It's like, you're right, they're kind of the same thing. But like one of them is more like, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen. And the other one's like, that's the best thing I've ever seen.
I guess.
Wow. Okay, so we're recording at my parents' house and our cat really wants to be in on this. Daisy, come here.
Come here.
You want to talk? Let's see where she is.
Daisy, want to come? Hey.
She's the worst.
Do you want to talk to my microphone?
That's going to make the sound for this already mess of an episode pretty bad.
We got a couple meows on the recording.
I sent you another emoji. What would that sound like?
Ugh.
Oh, that's what it sounds like?
Ugh, yeah.
Yeah, so clearly that one's the ugh emoji.
No doubt.
No doubt, that's for sure. Let me do one more to make this game complete.
Well, I also want to... Wait, you, right. No, you go ahead. It's
my turn next. What does this one sound like?
Oh, hello!
This is the old man. Yes, what he sounds like. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Let me some on me, man.
All right. Hold on. I know which one I want, but it's like going to take me 20 years to find it. Fuck.
It's very hard to find these things. Well, while you're finding that, I'm going to let everyone know that one of my favorite emojis that I use all the time is the one that's, like, winking and blowing, like, winking, kissing, and has a heart. And I always think of that as blowing a kiss, which maybe is what it's meant to be. But I know that, like, I remember people talking about, like, the kiss. Like, I remember when I had a flip phone, and it was, like, you had to type, like, a semicolon and an asterisk, and that was a kissing face, apparently. And I've received that before. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, do you want me? I can show you what that looks like. It looks stupid. It looks like that. That's apparently a kiss emoticon.
That is so dumb.
It looks really dumb. I got it once, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And my friends told me. But it was meant to be, it's sort of like a flirting thing. It's like you send a kiss.
Just that visual image gives me the least sexual arousement humanly possible. Computerly possible. Like, nothing about that could ever be interesting romantically or sexually. Nothing. That just, like, shuts all of that down.
The asterisk kind of looks like a butthole.
On my cheek? What the fuck?
Well, if you forget the semicolons are there.
That's just a random bow. Okay.
Just a butthole. It's just like, are you into anal?
If you forget two-thirds of the emoji, or the emoticon.
I mean, one-half. Really? Well, a colon? It's only a colon and a...
No, I know. I was just going to say two-thirds because of the two dots versus the one star.
Yeah, we call those two dots a colon. Dipshit.
No, yeah, you're right. I think it's fair to say.
But like, so apparently that's a kissing face and it's supposed to be like a sexy, like flirt thing. Mm-hmm. But I like to send the, I send the one all the time of like the winking and kissing and a heart. And I, so I always think of it as blowing a kiss, which is something I never used to do before. Like I never would have entered that. But when I hung out with the nieces, my nieces, mm-hmm. whenever they like say goodbye on Skype or whatever, they would always, blow kisses to say goodbye. And so mm-hmm. I send that emoji all the time. And at one point recently, I was like, I'm always sending that and hard eyes and stuff like that. And it's like, in other situations that might be considered some sort of like a flirt or a come on or something. Obviously, I'm sending it mostly to my family, but I would probably send it to anybody because I just think of it as sort of like a, mm-hmm. like, love you, like, and I don't think of it as any kind of like necessarily sexual or romantic connotation. And I'm kind of like glad that I have that there and I don't have to be like, oh, let me be careful about sending this emoji, you know?
Yeah, for real.
But I feel like that is probably a worry for folks who are actively trying to flirt, is like not sending the wrong emoji.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the Emoji Movie? That's like the entire climax. Of course that is genuinely the climax of the movie. Him being like, I need to find the perfect emoji to send to this girl that I like.
Of the movie?
What?
The climax of the movie?
Yeah. We got at least one sex joke in today. I just sent you an emoji, Marina. What is the sound of that emoji? Okay. It's the head explosion one.
Yeah, because like, you know, you'd be like, what? My brain just went...
No, that's fair. That's fair. I guess I'd make the sound slightly differently, but yeah, I get you. How about...
What's your sound?
Oh, for that one?
Uh-huh. So just really bad audio. The sound of that is just extremely bad audio for
us. A louder explosion. What about this one? I've got three, so this
your
is my second one.
Your world got rocked more in that case. Oh, this one?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Oh, is that your sound?
Yeah, this hard part about this game is that, like, you send something to somebody and then they make a noise and you're just like, okay, so they saw it. And then it's like, no, that's just the noise sound.
Yep.
That's the one with the monocle. He's a thinking
the
man.
Monocle guy, yeah. I make the sound just like, oh, yes, quite. Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's so long.
It's a pretty long sound. But, you know, I do that when I'm talking with, like, my boss or something. He's like, oh, what do you think about that button? And I'll be like, yes, quite. Yes.
It's you should get a common. Monocle for your job. You're wearing such fancy clothes these days.
I should get a monocle for my job. It'll go over someone could call me Five Eyes. All right.
Would it be Five Eyes?
Well, four.
Well, I guess the question is, so in Four Eyes, mm-hmm. let's get into this.
Let's get into this.
So this is relevant.
Let's get into this.
So I'm wearing glasses.
Me too.
Is it that I have two lenses and two eyeballs, and when you add that up, that's four? Or is it that the glasses multiply the eye back here, and so instead of having one eyeball here, I have double the eyeball?
I don't think it matters.
Well, it does if you put a monocle on, because then it's not necessarily five for one for each lens, but maybe it's this one's now six.
Why'd it be six?
We take three times two.
Where's the three coming?
We take one times three.
So it's three.
Oh. Somebody got a math degree and someone went to school for film.
It's five either way.
I don't know. I think it's three times two plus three times one.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I might have been confused. Well, I mean, unless you take the monocle... magnifies the fact that there's an eye twice and a glasses twice plus a monocle one. No?
I think it's three plus two, Brina. I got one more emoji if you're ready.
Sense. Yeah, lay it on me, bro.
Bam. What does that sound?
Oh, I can't log into my phone. Oh, no. I wasn't ready.
You weren't ready, lying god. You're a lying guy.
This is what I was trying to do with you with the old man. I was just send you an inexplicable one. I think the sound of that is just like moving backwards, like moving laterally across a space. And maybe being like...
Okay, so...
But like mostly the sound of like shuffling backwards and forwards across a lateral space because it's in like a Mario.
Oh, a Mario, yeah.
A Mario?
It's not a Mario.
It's not a Mario, but I feel like it could be in one of those side scrollers. In a side scroller. It's a side scroller.
Arcade game.
game, video game.
Arcade game would be the best word.
Side-scrolling one.
See, I would think the best sound for that one would be like, beep, pop, boop, I am Wally, eat all the trash, pop, pop, beep, boop.
Yours are very long.
Yeah, they're a bit.
See, I don't think I've even ever noticed that one that you just sent me. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know there's a robot one, though, so why would there be... That's not a robot. That's like a little alien that you sent me.
Yeah, well, Wally isn't an alien.
What?
I mean, Wally's an alien, so...
No, he's a robot.
No, but yeah, he's an alien robot.
He's a robot. He's not an alien.
He's an alien robot.
No, he's not.
Absolutely he is.
No, he's not.
Hi, Daisy. Yes, he is.
He was made on the Earth, and he stayed on the Earth until he left the Earth.
Yeah, but alien is dependent on the population. The population left Earth, and we're not living on Earth. So anything from Earth becomes alien to the people on the Axiom.
What?
Like the cockroach is now an alien to the people who live on the spaceships.
Oh my gosh. So I work with this person at my job.
This is a great transition.
She told me the other day, oh my God, there's a cockroach on the floor here. And I was like, what? And so I hate cockroaches. And I'm like, but she hates everything. So I go to take care of it like a grown up. And it's just like a little like black beetle. And she's like, it looks just like a cockroach. And I was like, it doesn't look just like a cockroach. Like, it looks kind of different than one, but okay. It's a beetle, and cockroaches are also. And then she tells me later, I don't think I've ever seen a cockroach in real life. And I was like, what? I was like, one, I mean, that makes sense because you didn't know what they looked like. But two, how has that never happened? And she's like, how come you're seeing all these cockroaches? And I'm like, because I live on the planet Earth, my dude. Like,
yeah, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Because I lived in Florida, there's lots of bugs. Because mm-hmm. I've walked down a city street once, and like there's a bunch of cockroaches. They just happen.
I don't walk blind in every instance I'm walking, basically. So yeah, I see them often.
Yeah, that like blew my mind. I was like, because like they exist, like they're very native to the United States. Like they live here for sure. Mm-hmm. It's not like a koala bear.
This episode has been very pride focused.
We can't record in the same space. This sucks.
Yeah, we're not the best at it, but we should talk about pride.
What are you prideful about, man?
What am I prideful about?
I talked about emojis. I talked about songs.
You didn't really talk about emojis. You were just like, hey, by the way, emojis exist.
No, but specifically, the little kissy one, I really like. I like that I feel like I can just use that with anybody.
Because, oh, gosh, I misunderstood the significance.
I don't have any kind of like, oh, well, I would only use that to flirt with somebody. It's like, no, I use that to send to my mom, like to say goodnight, or I send that all the time to like anyone I care about. It's just like, mwah, I love you.
Gotcha, gotcha.
I don't feel weird about that. Hmm. It's also kind of like the term babe. Like I used to not like it and didn't want to use it. And now I use it all the time for all kinds of people. Like just like people I care about. It's like a very like, it's just a pet name for like, anybody in my circle of family, basically, I call gotcha. Babe, like, all the time. And, like, yeah, it used to be something that I'm like, oh, well, only weird boys say that to their girlfriends.
Yep.
And it's like, no, actually, I kind of just like it. I say it to my nieces a lot. I say it to, like, a bunch of people, my sister. And
a lot of it comes down to tone, but because the people who use it most were so bad at toning it.
It does seem like a gross thing sometimes.
Yeah, because they've toned it badly. Because we associate the word with their tone, but we can take mm-hmm. it back.
Just like the word queer.
Exactly.
I was listening to a podcast yesterday about the term queer and how that all like shook out. And it was really interesting. It was like, because I know that like, basically I'm rephrasing a podcast. You could go listen to The Allusionist with Helen Zaltzman and hear it, you know, straight from the lady herself. But I don't know if you knew this, Rhodes, but like, apparently, like, you know, we think that, like, we took back queer, like, recently, and that it was mostly used by, like, bigots and stuff back in the day, which is true, it was. But even before that, like, the queer community had labeled themselves queer, like, as a way of interacting with each other, like, back in, like, the 1800s or something like that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, before it was ever used, like, derogatively by anybody, it was just adopted as a term to umbrella people who were, you know...
Not straight.
Not straight, yeah. And who were figuring it out, because it is such a fluid concept.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It can be. Like, just so that it's not just necessarily, like, you know, gay or lesbian or whatever. Like, there's so many different
absolutely
things that all fit underneath there. So I didn't realize that it had come back from so long.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You asked me what I was prideful of, and I thought of a thing that made me happy in my sexuality. I enjoy being friends with people. I really enjoy people. It's kind of a thing about me. I like having good conversations, all those things. And one thing I really like about being asexual is I've noticed in the past when I talk to female people, there's always like a little, like, I don't want to say tension, but like maybe a little uncertainty in the conversation. I don't want to say like a fear either, but maybe a nervousness in the conversation that can kind of like hinder it a bit. And then sometimes I'll be like, hey, just we're on the same page. Like, I have no interest in this. Not because you're like uninteresting or anything, but just like there's no romantic interest to you just because of my, you know, asexual nature. And then usually from those moments, the friendships can blossom a lot more naturally because there's a lot more mutual trust. And that's, I think, a really nice thing that I have because I'm asexual and I can feel more, I think that I and other female people can feel more comfortable engaging in friendships in ways that I think some people don't have that opportunity because they're more focused on something else. And that thing has a lot of great things too, but that's one thing I really enjoy about my asexuality. Makes me happy, you know?
Yeah, for sure, man.
It's a really cool thing I get to enjoy because I just love making friends. And I find sometimes you can't do that if you're focused on trying to form relationships with people.
You mean romantic relationships?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Romantic relationships. Because I thought saying friendship and then relationship in the following sentence would distinguish it, but I think you're right. It's better to use words more clearly.
I think you did bad, and you can do math, but I can do words.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
I was going to do that, and it was going to be a joke about how I was, like, drinking. Damn it.
Well, it's kind of funnier because I'm the one not drinking who's making the weird noises. Blobber phlegm. But yeah, that's a thing I'm really proud of in my existence.
Good. Your blobber phlegm?
In my blobber phlegm.
That's very sweet.
I feel like I'm a Jewish whale.
What?
I'm a Jewish whale. Blobber phlegm. It just sounds like something a Jewish whale would say.
Oh, I thought you were saying that sounded like the name of a whale that was Jewish.
Oh,
like
no.
The species of
I could
kind of
see that, but I'd probably be more like Blobberstein or something.
Fun humor at the expense.
This is getting playfully anti-Semitic. All right, audience, just let it go there. We'll get in trouble. You won't.
Do you think it's anti-Semitic or not? Say so. Just say it is or it isn't.
I don't think it is.
It is or it isn't? I don't think it is. In your 5-star review on iTunes.
Just make sure it's 5 stars. The most important, the only way we'll see it is if it's 5 stars. So you have to make sure, you have to make sure it's 5 stars. And that shush was directed both at you, Marina, and at Daisy. Shut up, Daisy.
I'm so curious how much people can hear this because it's all I can hear is this cat running around like yelling at us.
Yeah. it's not. I don't see it much on the like the playback, the whatever they're called, the thing is on like.
Well, not that you're looking at it because you are again playing on your phone.
I was looking at it.
Slouched completely down, and your mouth is nowhere near
your
microphone.
I was looking at it. I have great bar right now.
The reason our sound quality is so bad is all.
It's so. I'm looking at it. It is so good right now, and these words are gonna bite me in the ass. What else are you prideful about?
Well, not exactly necessarily. I don't know that using the term prideful really gets what I'm about, but like, there's the things that I'm like psyched about too. Is like, I'm really jazzed that like Love, Simon came out and that was a success. I'm like, so God, at the time we're recording this, like Queer Eye on Netflix is coming out tomorrow, or I guess actually sort of like in a couple hours because it comes out at midnight probably.
3 a.m. Oh, 2 a.m.
Ugh. Anyway, some more Queer Eye happening. I'm like so excited about that. Like, it does seem like we're mostly in like such a good place, and like I'm so excited that there's like content that's coming out that's like not just heteronormative stuff. It's like
absolutely.
Really excited, and like I'm, oh my gosh! And this is like another thing. Okay, so like one of the things that I really love about queer culture and like just being a part of that and engaging in that is Jonathan Van Ness. It's like the most adorable, wonderful person.
I don't know who that is, but I'm glad.
He was one of the guys on Queer Eye. He's got his own podcast, which is great. And like, I was talking to you about this a little bit the other day because you were like, oh, I haven't really watched Queer Eye. And then I was like, well, let me pause the movie we're watching.
And we'll talk
and
about
tell you for like 30 minutes why I really like this show. But like one of the reasons is this guy specifically, like when I started watching it, like even though I like, consider myself to be, you know, like part of the LGBT community and like underneath that queer umbrella, like there's still things that I can do. And this is also part of what's cool about the queer community is like the awareness that like not everybody knows everything. And like sometimes you make mistakes and like the awareness that like sometimes you are going to have like some like homophobic thoughts or like just like these like instincts inside of you because they're baked in from the culture we grew up in, that like you have to step back and like look at like why you have those instincts. And like it's not that that's great, but like it's understandable we all have that, and it seems like kind of a forgiving place of being like, oh, but let's learn how to grow past that and step around and like, you know, learn how to control those thoughts and like work those thoughts out, because they're just kind of like these instinctual things built in. Absolutely. But one of them is that when I first watched the show, I was like, this guy's like flamboyant is like a word, I guess. He seemed like that was what came up to me. It was like, he's so much, and like that somehow it was performative or something. And, what did like somebody just hit a cat?
No, I think she knocked something over.
Oh,
but I don't know what.
We were so worried about you, Daisy.
We stopped our show and everything for you.
Oh, this is why we record at my parents' house.
Get out of here. Leave. Be gone.
Hey, Daisy.
Hey, Daisy.
Do you have something to say about queer culture? Yeah?
No way. Aw, I wish you could say it that quietly most of the time. Yeah, all right.
She gets quiet right when the microphone's ready to go.
Oh, sure. She's a little camera shy, and by camera, I mean microphone. Podcast shy.
So we're talking about Queer Eye.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so one of the things in Queer Eye is my first reaction, like, watching it was, like, that it was so much. And, like, specifically, there's this one guy on it, Jonathan, who I was just, like, his whole thing is, like, so much. And, like, and then, like, I realized, like, that guy's not doing anything for anybody. Like, that guy's just being himself. And himself is a lot more, like, excited and bubbly and happy than most people present themselves. And it's like, that's actually super wonderful. Like, it'd be great if there are more people in the world who are so genuinely excited and happy.
Yeah.
And didn't feel the need to, like, hide that stuff up. And, like...
Absolutely.
And, like, that's just who that guy is. And he's not performing for anybody either. And the fact that I somehow felt that, like, that was the case... was just one of those things that I had to look and be like, Marina, that's not a thing. Like, you don't want to, don't go through life assuming that people are performing for you to, like there's no reason to assume that somebody needs to perform a certain level of, like, gayness or straightness or whatever. Like, that person's just being themselves.
Yeah.
And so, like, not only is this is Jonathan, like, this super, like, exciting, like, happy, interested and, like, bubbly, like, just lovely and loving person. Like, it was watching it also helped me, like, come to that, like, recognition of, like, me choosing to judge that he's performing for somebody else is, like, a really judgy and some, like, and I'm presuming to put myself in his brain of somebody else, and that's really presumptuous and shitty of me to do. So it was kind of, like, a nice reminder and, like, a lesson of, like, hey, Marina, don't be a big shithead. And I, like, really appreciate that. Like, it's really nice to have that sometimes. And, again, absolutely. It's not like it was delivered in any kind of mean way. It was just a person being themselves so much that it, like, taught me some stuff about me. And that was, like, that's just so great. Like,
yeah,
what wonderful. A great way to live your life. How wonderful. And also, it's a really good show, and you should watch it.
Cool. To all you guys out there listening, you know, the two of us and maybe one or two other people. Who knows?
Not that guy who feels strong feelings about pizza and sex. I don't think they're listening.
Yeah, probably not anymore after that solid review. Just like it's Pride Month. Like, and I think we were trying to hit on this episode. Just be happy. Just enjoy, like, this is your time to be prideful and really excited and maybe take a step back from some of the heavier discourse that's happening in our society and just be proud of who you are. And that's really something to be, that's something that's beautiful, and that's something that you should always remember to engage in. Because even though we do have big fights that we have to engage in, sometimes it's just good to take a break and be proud of what we've accomplished so far.
Yeah. And I mean, not to say that if you're finding yourself, like, in the discourse and that's what's, like, giving you strength right now or something, I mean, you can do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But
just be proud of what you're doing.
And also, you don't specifically need a month to be happy and prideful of yourself. Obviously.
Yeah, absolutely not. It's like, take it up. If you need an opportunity to take a break, take it. If you don't, remember to later.
Like, if you're sitting there and you're like, you know what, I'm just so tired. This was me, like, for the past couple weeks. And I'm working hard on trying to not be that way, of just being, like, so, so tired. And not just sleepy, but just, like, tired. You guys know what I mean? Like, tired.
Weary of the world.
Like, tired. Like, so tired. And it was tough, because when Rhodes and I were driving the other day, we were trying to talk about what to do for this episode, and he was like, well, sure, if it's Pride Month, let's talk about things we're happy about and blah blah blah. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. There's nothing to be happy about. Like, just being so upset. And, like, you know, that's where I was at. I'm trying not to be that way right now, and I took some time today to think about the stuff that I was like, you know what makes me excited and what I really enjoy about being part of the community, and also what I'm enjoying seeing coming from, like, that community right now. And it is a lot to be, like, happy about and joyful about. And I'm glad that I took this time, because we're doing this podcast and because it's June and Pride Month, I'm glad that I took this time to, like, think about that and try to incorporate that into my day. And
absolutely.
I hope that if that's where you're feeling and you're looking for a reason to try to like come out of a funk or something, maybe this could be a good reason, is just take a minute to think about what it is, even if it is like, I really am glad that I get to use this emoji and I don't feel weird about it, or like, I really like listening to this one song and I've decided it's about gay stuff and so there you go, it is. Take this as a time to celebrate, even if you can't go to a real pride, like a big pride event or something. Like, you can do pride in your room while you're dancing to a good song, and just being happy that you're you. Even if nobody knows your truth yet, and you're not comfortable letting people know, you know, this can still be a time for you if you want it to be your time. Maybe get a friend and go get an ice cream, and you don't have to tell them why. You're just excited about where you're at. Yeah. And you want to get an ice cream today. And
life and its endless possibilities. And ice cream is a good way to celebrate that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said it very well.
I just want to be happy.
Yeah, I think that's a good mantra to live by. So
sometimes you got to find the reasons to be happy, and this time I think this is a good one.
Absolutely. So thank you all for listening. I think we're gonna wrap up here. Sorry.
Thanks,
if this
Daisy, for fucking
for ruining
being a
everything.
Guest. Thanks, Joseph, last week. Thanks, Daisy, this week, I guess.
Yeah, our bepubed friend Joseph, and our covered in pubes hair friend Daisy.
Shows have kind of Maddie brown black hair.
It's a little nerve-wracking. Nice. But yeah, thanks for listening. If you are, don't forget that you can email us at everysixsec@gmail.com or reach us out on Tumblr or Twitter, and we'd be happy to respond every 2 weeks when we check them.
Every week when we record this, we'll look and we'll see if you talk to us
and then quickly try to come up with a response on the spot to say on the air.
Get really, really, like, confused as we're reading an email and also, like, trying to speak into microphones about something.
Yeah, so if you want to make us feel uncomfortable on the air, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, at least one way.
At least one way. There's plenty of other ways. But yeah, so thanks.
Yeah.
I guess that's the end of the podcast.
Go enjoy yourself. This is the end.
Woo!
Stop listening to this and have a good life. Go listen to a good song.
Woo. I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. This is the end of the podcast. Please leave.
I'm a good scotch, a king scotch, mission, rapid attack, I am amazing, astonished. Problem is, I got a lot of brains, but no polish. I got a holler just to be heard.
Every word I drop, knowledge, I'm a diamond in the rough.
A shiny piece of coal. Trying to reach my goal, my power of speech, unimpeachable. Only 19, so but my bad. Mind is old, and my New York City streets getting colder. I shoulder every burden, every disadvantage. I've learned to manage. I don't have a gun to brandish. I walk the streets finished. The plan is to fan this spark into a flame. But damn, it's getting dark, so let me spell out my name. I am the
A-L-E-X-A-N-Z. We are meant to be a colony that runs independently. We know shit, shitting on us endlessly.
Essentially, they tax us relentlessly.
Then King George turns around, runs a spending spree.
He ain't never gonna set his descendants free.
So there will be a revolution in this century.
Enter me,
he says in parentheses.
Don't be shocked when your history book mentions me. I will lay down my life if it sets us free. Eventually, you'll see my ascendancy.
And I'm not throwing away my shot.
I am not throwing your stuff. Oh, I thought we were going to end this really cool.
I thought we were going to cut it here. and
I'm just like a country of young servant. I'm gonna not throw away my shit.
You just made a fart noise.
No, it was like a. I should have
done
that.
It's an elephant.
That's what it sounds like.
It doesn't sound like an elephant.
This is the end of the podcast. If you're still listening right now, Maria did a bad job editing. Fuck.
No, I'm definitely keeping it all in.